They weren't there. Our scientist here tonight, she wasn't there. They're not there. Go to the next slide. This is a little bit of a review. Now, over the last, well, Monday's lesson was on creation. The first day of creation, God created the earth, the light, the day, and the night. On the second day, he made the sky and the firmament. On the third day, he made the dry land and he made the plants. I don't know who taught this lesson, but they covered this with you. Day four, they made the sun, the moon, and the stars. Day five, the fish, everything in the water, and the birds. On the sixth day, God made the animals and the people. And then on the seventh day, God rested.
Pastor! Guess what? You'll never get where I just came from.
I don't know. Maybe a hike in the woods or something?
No. I just came back from Dinosaur State Park in Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
Well, what was that all about, Chrissy?
It's a park that has fossil footprints and dinosaurs. They discovered it about 50 years ago. A dome now preserves the 200-year-old million dinosaur footprints.
No.
They were made in the early Jurassic era. Yep. Now, there was a museum, and there was exhibits, and there was several hiking trails and stuff. Oh, I did go hiking.
Yeah, I guess you did, yeah.
Anyway, it was so amazing.
Well, Chrissy, I guess that explains why you were not on the Sunday school bus this week. But where have you been the past 4 weeks before that? I haven't seen you riding the Sunday school bus in at least 4 weeks, maybe more.
Well, I had to read a lot of material for this trip to the Dinosaur State Park. Plus, I always forget about the Sunday school bus. I kind of stay up late and play my video games, and then I kind of watch TV, and, you know, I've been reading, and then I forget about the bus, and I miss the Sunday school bus on Sunday. Oh, well, but you know what I learned?
Huh?
I learned about the footprints and how they were 200 million years old.
Oh, yeah, right.
In the Jurassic era, and I learned about how things evolved, and I learned about the Big Bang Theory!
You know, Chrissy, if you would have been in Sunday school this past month, you would have learned how God created the earth and how God created all the animals, including the dinosaurs, which we're going to have a lesson here on in just a little bit. They did not evolve. They're not 200 million years old. The Bible explains specifically how God created them, even the dinosaurs. You really need to get to bed earlier on Saturday nights so you can get up on Sunday mornings and ride the Sunday school bus to church. You'll get to learn all the great truths that we learn from the Bible. Plus, we have so much fun, and we miss seeing you here at the church if you don't come on the bus.
Aw, Pastor, I miss you too. I will try to be better about getting up in the morning and not staying up so late so I can catch the bus. Now what am I going to do about all this material that I missed and what you guys have been learning in the Bible?
Well, I was just reviewing last week's Vacation Bible School. One day we taught about the creation week. And if you stand right over here, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You can be my helper. You can use this remote. Don't play with it until I tell you when to play with it. All right? Leave it alone. And you just might learn something. If you don't get distracted from all that gum you're chewing in your mouth, put that gum in there. All right. Now you stand over there and we'll teach.
Okay.
All right? Now, boys and girls, and Chrissy, you pay attention as well. I want you to notice specifically day five and day six. Day five and day six are the 2 days that God made dinosaurs. Day five, the fish, the birds, the things that live in the water. Guess what else lives in the water? Go ahead, Aiden.
Water dinosaurs.
So they would have been made on day five. Now, it says on day six, God made the animals. The land dinosaurs would have been made on day number six. Turn to the next slide, please. That'd be number, there you go. No, back up one. Very good.
Did God make all the animals that lived? How do we know that? How do we know? The Bible tells us so. Now, how about dinosaurs? Would have God made dinosaurs? All right. Let's go to the next slide. God's word is the Bible. Also known as the scriptures teach us that dinosaurs that live in the sea, and I mentioned this, were made on day five. Dinosaurs that live on the land were made on day six. Okay? So, go ahead. Now, let me back. Hang on, Trissy, hang on. What day five and day six? Now, Adam and Eve lived with dinosaurs. What day was Adam and Eve created? Not one. Just say it out loud. Don't raise your hand. Day six. Animals and man. Day six. God created man and dinosaurs on day six. So they lived together. He named them. The Bible says that Adam named all the animals. What did the dinosaurs originally eat? Plants. They ate plants. Do you think in the very beginning, do you think that dinosaurs were afraid of people? No. They weren't afraid of people. They were friendly. Imagine having a friendly dinosaur. How'd you like to have a dinosaur for a pet? You know what kind, if I could have a dinosaur for a pet, you know what I'd want? T-Rex. Yeah. They're tough. They're mean. But you know what? I got to tell you. They weren't mean on the beginning. There is a water dinosaur that I'm going to talk about later, and he was mean. He lived in the water. And the Bible mentions him specifically. So the man was living with the dinosaurs, and the dinosaurs was eating plants, and everybody was getting along, and it was just good. But something happened. You know what happened? Sin. Sin happened. And when that happened, that changed man and animals, and even dinosaurs. Everything just changed because it brought sin into the world. And then everything and everybody in all of creation, the Bible teaches us, began to suffer. They'd get sick, they get old, and they die. And so you had a lesson on this. Then God decided to judge sin. And do you remember how God judged sin? He sent a what? The great flood. Some animals got onto the ark. Not all animals got onto the ark. Only two of every kind. That was it. Now, do you think dinosaurs got on the ark? No. I think dinosaurs got on the ark. You say, but Pastor, they're huge. Who said big dinosaurs, adult dinosaurs, got on the ark? Nobody. Were you there? You weren't there. Maybe dinosaurs, remember, a dinosaur egg is only about as big as a basketball or so. So when they're born, they're not humongous. They get humongous, but they're not born that way. So maybe the two that got on the ark, maybe they were as big as a pony. Maybe they were only as big as a horse. I wasn't there. This doctor over here looks like she might have been there, but I don't think she was there either. Okay, none of us were there. Modern day scientists were not there. All right? So I think when they got on the ark, it might have not been full grown adult dinosaurs. There would have been more than enough space. And remember, they only had to have two of every kind. So it wasn't like the ark was just loaded with dinosaurs. After the flood, the animals came off of the ark. But the world that they knew when they got on the ark to where the world was after they got off the ark was totally different. Chrissy, go ahead to the next slide if you would, please. Now, the one that lived in the water, I'll tell you that now and we'll come back to him, he's called the Leviathan. That's what he's called. It's something which is extremely large, difficult to control, and which you find rather frightening. The Bible says in Psalm 74:14, thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness.
After the flood, here's another thing that happened. God said that people could eat meat. All of a sudden, dinosaurs are afraid of man. They weren't that way before. I've never ate a dinosaur. I'll bet you, if I knew that there was a dinosaur and somebody was serving them, I'd try it. Wouldn't you try it? Ah, come on, why not? Anyway, now they're afraid of man, and all of this is because of sin. Now, you want to remember that, because sin always has bad consequences. So Psalm 74 teaches about men who lived in the wilderness and who ate dinosaurs. So evidently, they lived together. Now, let me say this before I move on a little bit further. You know it's possible that some dinosaurs are alive today? Now, we don't know that they are, but we don't know that they're not either. For us to know if they were or weren't, we'd have to go study and explore every ocean, every cave, every island, every piece of land. Nobody can do that. We don't know. Now, we don't, obviously there's not a lot of them around, but we don't know for sure if there isn't any. Nobody can know that, all right? How do we know for sure, though? Everybody should know this. How do we know for sure that dinosaurs existed? The Bible. How do we know for sure anything that we know? The Bible. God's Word. Now, God's Word speaks of about at least two of them. There's the Leviathan. Go ahead, Chrissy, next. Yeah, ooh, he's kind of scary looking, ain't he? Isaiah 27 says, in that day the Lord with a sword in great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, the croak serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. Turn another one. You like that, Leviathan? He's pretty bad. Next slide, Chrissy. There's another picture of him. Go back to that one. Look at that guy. Now, Hebrew word means twisted or coiled. In Job 41, 1 through 7, you can read all about that. But in Psalm 104, it compares the large animal to the size of a ship, which moves and plays in the deep sea. Now, he's bad. I mean, that one's bad. Next. Go ahead, Chrissy. The second one that the Bible mentions is a behemoth, probably a brontosaurus. Now, this guy ate grass like an ox and had bones as iron and enjoyed lying under the shade trees. Job talks about this one as well. He was huge. This might have been the biggest animal to ever be on the earth. God created him. And the Bible says in Job 15, the first part of the verse, behold now behemoth, which I made with thee, he eateth grass as an ox. Now stop. Notice it says, which I made with thee. But that guy, behemoth, and Job evidently were on the earth at the same time. Now the scientists wouldn't agree with what we're saying here. But if the Bible says they were here together, animals and man, and the scientist says they're not, who's right? Bible's right. The Bible is always right. Now, I want you to understand something. Go ahead a little bit further, Chrissy. Job 15a. Behold now, behemoth, which I make thee, he eateth grass as an ox. He ate grass. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, these are the verses in Job. Notice what it says. Biblical model. God made the beast of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God created them. Day 5, day 6. Next. Dinosaurs were created after their kind. They're not like, they didn't evolve from anything. They were created. Dinosaurs and people lived on the earth at the same time. Go ahead to the next slide. Now, how do we know that man and dinosaurs were on the earth together? I'm going to show you several pictures here. Do you see the footprint of the man? Do you see Dino's tracks? Do you know who Dino was? Dino was the dinosaur on the Flintstones. Oh! That's who. Does anybody watch? Are the Flintstones still on TV? All right. When I was a kid, I watched them almost every day. Fred Flintstone was my hero. Anyway, you'll see the man's print in a dinosaur print. They were together on the earth. Turn to the next slide. One line of evidence for dinosaurs and people existing together comes from the many examples of dinosaur drawings or figurines that were made before we ever pieced together fossils. I'm going to come back to fossils. Many people will try to debate these discoveries because it completely disproves their theories, but these are true. Go ahead. Look at this evidence. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Bolos would know this, probably. This is a pre-Inca Indian writing on a dinosaur. Chrissy, you got that pointer? Point to the guy. See that guy? Now, this stone was found in Peru, and it's one of 11 million of such pictures that were drawn. Next slide, Chrissy. See this? This was found in Utah. Now, take that pointer and point to where the man is. That's the original. This is an enhanced one, but see the man sitting on, which dinosaur would that be? That's close. That's the behemoth. See how he's got the long neck and a big long tail? That's in the monument in Utah, America. Go to the next one. Now this one here you might not be able to see as well, but Chrissy, point to all the dinosaurs in these pictures. See that one right there? That's the easiest one to see. Where did they come up with these ideas, all these old people? Where did they come up with these ideas to draw pictures of these dinosaurs? They lived with them. They know all about them. Now, did you remember that Inca Indian that was sitting on the back of that one and that one in Utah? Wouldn't it be awesome to ride on the back of a dinosaur? That'd be awesome, man. I'm telling you. Now, I wouldn't want to climb aboard a Leviathan in the sea, all right? But that guy, I would. So you see all of that? Go ahead. Next slide. Now, we're going to come to this here in just shortly. The Bible tells us of those at least two. That one is large like a dragon, bad temper, mean and dangerous. He lived under the water, big teeth. And you know what else he could do? He could breathe fire. And when he sneezed, it would underwater, it would even boil. Like, you know, when you go underwater like that. Now, on television or in books that you read, or sometimes kids get them in school as well, they claim they lived before man. But that does not seem to be true, that dinosaurs lived before man. The evidence seems overwhelming, as a matter of fact, that dinosaurs and man lived together. And when they dig up fossils, how long does something have to be in the ground to turn into a fossil? Anybody know that? Nope. Okay, nope. Listen, scientists are going to tell you thousands. Do you know that's not true either? When I was in West Virginia, probably 30 years ago, there was a mine where the coal miners were going, and they had an accident in the mine, and everybody had to escape. One of the coal miners, his hat came off. 50 years later, only 50 years, they dug that mine back up. And guess what they found fossilized in a rock? His hat. Fossils don't need hundreds and hundreds of years to happen. Fossils can happen in 50 years. But, now think, they have to be buried quickly. Sometimes they have a whole bunch of fossils. They find them in one area. Why would all those fossils be in one area? Man came into them.
Something came in and buried them all at once. Christy, what do you think?
Mount St. Helens.
Maybe, Christy. Mount St. Helens wasn't around then. But anyway, listen, what one event, and you guys have mentioned it already tonight, could have happened that buried all kinds of animals all at once? Tim? The great flood of Genesis chapter 6, the flood of Noah. You want to know where most all these fossils come from, where they find tons and tons of them? When they're buried quick, because they have to be intact to make a fossil. Now, what happens if you drive down the road and you see a deer dead on the side of the road? And nobody ever picks it up. What's it begin to do? Do you know, Chrissy, what it begins to do? It decays. And does it smell good?
No,
it stinks. But it begins to decay. It doesn't make a perfect fossil. It has to be intact. It has to be whole, and it has to be buried. The great flood explains all of that stuff. That's why Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 11 are the most important chapters in the Bible, and that's why we spent this week trying to teach you a lot of the truths out of those chapters. Because almost all the questions that people want to have answered go back to those questions. Now, when you read in televisions and you read on books about all these things, if the Bible says something different, the books are wrong, the scientists are wrong, the television is wrong, the television's wrong most of the time anyways, but the evidence is there. Now, let's go back to slide 16. Can you go ahead, somebody? Right there. We've been trying to say about the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. Chris, you want to help me with this? She knows how to do this. Now, let me ask you, do you believe the Bible? Because what we're saying here about the Bible is different than what the world's been saying about evolution, the age of the earth isn't millions of years old. What we're saying is the dead opposite. So I went to a public school, and when I became a Christian at 21, I realized that about everything I was taught with science is concerned in the public school was all wrong. And I had to relearn. Now, let me ask you something, boys and girls. Do you believe the Bible?
Yes.
All right, I hope you do, and I hope you never change your mind on that. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe that God loves you? Go ahead, Chrissy, tell us a little bit. Tell them about that a little bit.
You know what, boys and girls? God loves you so much that he sent what? He sent his son. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know what, boys and girls? God is in heaven. He's perfect. He's just. He's right. He's never sinned. Okay? He loves you. He's holy. He's in heaven.
Now, she's got another one she wants to show you. Do you believe that you are a sinner? The Bible says you are. I'm the pastor of this church. Am I a sinner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm a sinner. Do you believe you're a sinner?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and tell them a little
what
bit about that.
What does the Bible say about sin? It says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so what we teach you every year about Vacation Bible School is sin is anything that we think, say, or do that's not pleasing to God. So when we disobey authority, like you disobey your teacher, is that sin?
Yes.
Yep. And how about when you lie?
Yes.
Yep. The Bible says we shouldn't lie. How about if you're cheating?
Yes.
Yep, that's sin. How about stealing?
Yes.
All right. How about murder? Yes, that's all sin, right?
Is everybody a sinner?
Yes.
All right, because the Bible says all have sinned. Now, do you believe this? Do you believe the punishment of your sin is death? Yes. Now, this came after the fall of man, which you guys studied about this week as well. Go ahead,
so
Chrissy.
So the other part of the verse, it says in 6:23a, for the wages of sin is death. Boys and girls, your punishment for sin, my punishment for sin, all of your parents' work, they get a wage, they get paid for the work that they do. Well, we get paid for the sin that we do. There's consequences for our sins. Okay? Okay, and the Bible says the consequences of that is death, eternally separated from God in hell. And yes, boys and girls, hell is a real place. There's heaven and there's hell. And in hell, the Bible is very clear. It says that we will forever be separated from God. Yep, and it says that it's very hot. There's fire there, and you're tormented. And it says that you can never get enough water. You're so thirsty, and it's so black, you cannot even see in front of you. And we don't say this to scare you. We just want you to know that it is true that in hell, it says that your thirst is never quenched, and the flames are there.
Now, do you think God wants anybody to go to hell?
No.
God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. So, he sent his son Jesus. The next part that I'm reading, the fourth arrow, do you believe that Jesus is God's only son who knew no sin? In other words, Jesus never sinned. Who knew no sin, and he took the punishment for your sin and my sin when he died on the cross. And she's going to say a little of that.
So it says here in Romans 6:23b, but it's the other half of that gift. Boys and girls, God loved you so, so much. Remember we said how much he loved you, that he sent his only son to take the place for you? Well, that's Jesus. Jesus is God's gift. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, boys and girls, sin can't be in heaven. So God had to send a perfect sacrifice, and that perfect sacrifice is Jesus, his only son. He never sinned. He never lied. He never stole. He never cheated. And then what happened?
Well, the Bible says that after Jesus died and was buried, 3 days and three nights later, he rose again from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15, read them, Chrissy.
Bible says, for I delivered unto you first of all also, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and then he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures, or the Bible.
Now, do you believe this about Jesus? Do you believe that he is alive right now and he has the keys of hell and death? All right.
The Bible says to us, it says here, this is Jesus speaking, I am he that liveth and that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and death. So Jesus has the key. The perfect sacrifice, the man that never sinned, he has the keys to hell and death. And boys and girls, God loves you so much, he doesn't want any of you to go to hell. And so Jesus has the keys. So what do we do from there?
Well, here's what you do from there. The Bible says, you'll read it here in a minute, what does a person have to do to get saved? You've heard that word this week, saved? What does a person have to do to be saved from the punishment of their sin?
Again, the Bible tells us, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus, with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? The punishment of your sin. Remember we talked about that in death? Eternally separated? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation in Romans 10, 9, and 10. So boys and girls, you must believe with all of your heart that Jesus knew no sin, that he was God's son, that he died and he rose again on the third day. And then with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your soul, it says that we should do this. If you do that, then you can have a home in heaven.
Go to the next slide, if you would, please. Now, in Acts, he got it.
Oh, he got it.
Paul was talking to, we missed one verse earlier, but he was talking to a Philippian jailer. And the Philippian jailer, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Later, in the book of Acts, in chapter 20 and verse 21, here's two things that God says you have to do to be saved. Repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance towards God, and you have to admit to God that you're a sinner. You say, well, I'm not that old, but you still are a sinner. And
you have to put all your faith in Jesus. What's that mean? That what Jesus did pays for your sin debt. And he alone can give you the gift. Mrs. Carpenter read the word gift. He can give you the gift of everlasting life. Now let's have every head bowed and every eye closed and no one looking around. Now I know that a few of you this week have already received Jesus Christ as your Savior. But we're going to give you one more opportunity tonight, the next few minutes that we're here, for you that have never asked forgiveness of sins. You've never told God you're sorry. You've never confessed that you were a sinner before God Almighty. And you have never invited Jesus Christ to come into your life. And you've never put all of your faith and all your belief in him. If you have never done that, you say, well, I did it last week or I did it this week. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. But if you've never done that, ever, why don't you tonight let somebody show you from a Bible how you can do that? So everybody's head's bowed, every eye is closed, no one's looking around but me. Why don't you stand up and walk out the door, and there'll be some people out there that'll show you how. Just go right on ahead, you young people. If you've never asked Jesus to save you, see that pretty young lady there? She'll show you where to go. Come on, go with her. You want to go? She'll show you how to be saved. Got your Bible?
I already know how.
All right, if you know how, then you may be seated. Anyone? Oh, that little fella. Everybody else, just keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Don't look. Pray. Christians ought to be praying, not looking. See that other lady? Go with her. All right. Any others before we? All right. The counselors will go work with those young people. You? Duncan, you want to be shown how to be saved? All right. Duncan, go right on out that door, honey. Find a man. I got one more. It's coming, Gina. Two more. All right. If you've never been saved, if you've never asked God to forgive your sins and come into your life and accept Jesus, receive Jesus tonight, you have a chance. All right. Good. I'm going to sing a song with you. Now, we've got a few minutes, but that's okay. I got to make sure I get this the right way. We talked a little bit about salvation. It might be the same thing. You know this song? I haven't heard this song on the bus all week. It drives me nuts. Can you see it? It says this. No, you can't get to heaven without. Now, see over here? S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. No, you can't get to heaven without. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout it out loud and clear. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Sing it out far and near. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. That says something else on this side. No, you can't get to heaven without. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. No, you can't get to heaven without. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. As a gift of his love. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. You receive, S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. And I don't know how to sing that part right there. All right. Did y'all have a good time this week at Vacation Bible School?
Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lord. We'll sing a couple songs while we wait for Melissa. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the Bible. Hang on. This is my T-Rex. I told you I wish I could have a pet.